Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Hello, friends. Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. This is my first attempt to do an introduction of a very special episode of the Penny Peep Show. Very shortly, there'll be the first episode of Series 3 of The Pirate Queen. And as it's been like 3 or 4 years since the last episode of The Pirate Queen, I thought I would drop a little recap so that we could just, you know, get you up to speed so you can jump straight into the first episode when it comes out. To that end, I have brought with me, by force, the Pirate Queen herself, Rhiannon Marshall.
Hey, by the way, I just got recap.
Oh my god, I didn't even do that deliberately.
Isn't it perfect?
That's great, I love that.
Yeah.
Good for you. She thought of that by herself, folks. That's why she is the Pirate Queen. So the plan is, we're going to work our way through series 1 and 2 of The Pirate Queen, just have a chat about it. And then I'm going to hit Rhi with some questions about the show. She's going to give her best answers, which will, of course, be detailed and accurate because she's a passionate listener. And then hopefully it'll be like a nice overview of the recap. Over the recap? A nice recap of the series.
Really right. Strong start. Great.
Touch your mouth.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Possibly. All right. To that end, Rhi, you play Captain Alice Conway, the Pirate Queen.
I do, yeah.
She is, of course, our central protagonist. But before we meet her, we get an introduction. Do you know Captain Alice Conway, the Pirate Queen's introductive declarative statement?
For a start, that is too fancy a way of putting it for Alice. She wouldn't call it that. She'd be like her, my word in announcement or something.
okay, note taken.
You're welcome. No, I don't remember it, but I think I remember bits of it because I know it's full of bosom and red of hair.
Those are two things that she says.
But I feel like that's all I remember, and it's because those are, I like the word bosom, and I am a redhead, and I'm very self-focused.
So it starts off red of hair, full of bosom. Her sword is well notched. Its blade as sharp as a razor, but not near as sharp as her wit. Beware this fearsome beauty, for her arrival heralds your death.
Oh, that's so badass. I feel bad that I... Okay, you know what? I'm going to remember that because I'm going to make that my new email signature.
Please do. Now, we first hear that during the raid of a merchant's ship. Captain Alice Conway of the Fat Wench meets, beats, but spares the life of Lord Robert Prince. She has a strange emotional attachment to Robert, at least strange to her, and she looks to members of her crew for their guidance, specifically Ben Boone, the lad Jim, Doc, and Filthy Jill. What can you tell me about these key members of her crew?
Okay, good. I do know these people. All right. Well, Ben Boone is my right-hand man. What's the term?
First mate.
First mate, that's it. All right, I'm on a ship. And Ben Boone is like the, you know, he's rough as guts, like true pirate, very violent, very vicious, but also like very dedicated and loyal to Alice and a little bit in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, obviously, that turns later. So that's Ben Boone. Jim is her cabin boy that she... what words am I allowed to use?
This is an explicit podcast.
Okay, she fucks. She's fucking Jim lad. And he's really bright. It's like this weird thing where he is really helpful, but he's very strange. Then there's Doc, who is like the oldest member. Well, I suppose maybe Jill is. Doc and Jill are original members of the crew from her mother's time. Doc is the doctor, and he likes luffing things off.
Yep.
So he has all these jars of pickled bits of people. Shurashira's penis, I think, is one of them.
Yes, it is.
Dodgy Roger's leg? Somebody's leg.
Both of Peggy Bartram's
Peggy
legs.
Peggy Bartram's legs. Of course. His name is Peggy Bartram. Okay, well, I'm ashamed. And he is a confidant and sort of guides Alice through her journey. And Filthy Jill is the Scot who swears a lot. She's filthy. And many, many explicit words beeped out.
Now, there are many pirates aboard the Fat Wench, Alice's ship. How many of Alice's crew can you name?
Okay. Well, you gave me Peggy Bartram. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shura Shearer.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgy Rog. Tiptoe?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I don't want dead space on the podcast.
You can give up at any point.
No, I refuse to. We'll be here all day. Never mind. Oh, Cannonball George.
Yes. Now, we talked about one earlier. He is known for having a missing part. He is one thumb Tom.
But he ends up missing both thumbs.
No, he ends up getting it back.
Oh!
We'll get there.
Okay.
We've also got Hangdog.
Damn it! Sorry, that one was in my mind.
But he doesn't contribute very much.
I can't remember the name.
Toby, who's the other cabin lad.
I can't remember them nicely.
And, of course, Wigget. Who is the cook?
Yeah.
We get into the second episode of the first season. Alice replies that she's unprepared to seduce a lord and sets about kidnapping a lady so that she may engage a lady trainer. The Fat Wench crew force their way into a fancy manor, punching Mr. and Mrs. Fairborn in their respective schnozzers and making off with their daughter, Charlotte. So we learn that the Fairborns aren't the best parents. But what's Lottie like when we first meet her?
Lottie is like wide-eyed and very ladylike and mm-hmm. polite and sweet and a little overwhelmed by everything, but then steadily holds her own.
We also learn that Alice's intended love is engaged, and which series one antagonist is Lord Robert Prince engaged to?
I do know this. This is Mirabelle Maybeck.
Mm-hmm. She is the heir to a nutmeg fortune. And the daughter of Governor Maybeck, who is the governor of Port Henry.
Nutmeg fortune.
Yes, that's a thing.
I'm sure it was.
So series progresses. Alice and crew kidnap a dressmaker to help her dress the part of a lady. They also head to the in-universe iconic pirate locale, Meg's Tavern, to nick a treasure map from a child. They set about hunting down and acquiring the lost gold of Captain Bonnet, who is the cursed, undead, and French Captain Bonnet. Can you name the dressmaker? And the woman they throw out of the dressmaker's shop.
No way in hell. Come on, dressmaker at least, because they go back to him. Nah, I bet.
So that's Mr. Bing.
Fuck!
And the woman, who makes several appearances, she is mainly known for her title. The Duchess. She does get one name drop in series two. Her full name is Caroline, Duchess of Dorchester.
I knew that.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't know that. I had to look that up.
Excuse me while I die.
Oh, unreasonable. On their way to purloin the Frenchman's treasure, the crew of the Fat Wench meet a frenemy of Alice's. Who is this frenemy? What's the beef between them?
When?
This is series one. Yep, they're on their way to meet the French pirates.
Bonnet.
And they encounter another pirate ship.
It's not Other Jim, is it?
No, Other Jim is who, yeah.
That's later.
This is our first appearance of another pirate queen.
I don't know.
Her name is Captain Mary Merton. She mocks Alice for being in love, and in response, they blow up Mary Merton's ship and kick her off.
That's correct.
Never to be seen again?
Question mark?
Yeah.
I really don't remember.
We also get a bit of a lore dump about Alice's mother, Bloody Myrna. I don't have much to say about her. She just pops up in some flashbacks for an episode.
Good for her.
We're getting to the end of the season.
Okay.
We're approaching the night of Lord Robert Prince and Miss Mirabelle Maybeck's engagement ball. Word of the Pirate Queen's activities have reached Mirabelle's ears, and so she is readying herself should the Pirate Queen attend the ball. Alice's crew find out about Mirabelle's plan after their captain has departed for the mask ball. The crew pursue. These are horrible sentences.
Yeah, you wrote it, though.
Shut up! Alice's crew find out about Mirabelle's plan after their captain has departed for the masked ball. The crew pursue, with Lottie firmly in the front line. Yes, the lady trainer is now a would-be pirate herself. Meanwhile, at the ball, Alice learns she needn't have changed herself for Robert because Robert loves her just the way she is. That's fortunate because realistically, none of Lottie's lessons have really stuck. However, Mirabelle has no intention of letting her future husband go without a fight. A showdown ensues, and at the end of it, the pirates emerge triumphant and with three new crewmates. Who are the three new crewmates aboard the Fat Wench at the end of Series 1?
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Lottie.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert and Lottie, and it's not Bing. They don't keep Bing. They've given Bing back. Bing gets to go home.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
The season actually ends with him being trapped in the bottom of the ship, but the Duchess joins the crew as Jim's girl, even though she is an elderly woman.
That's right.
How does Lottie cement herself as a member of Alice's crew?
Doesn't she kill Mirabelle?
Yes.
She punts her?
Pushes her off a balcony.
Yeah, that's it. She pushes her off a balcony.
And makes out with Ben Boone.
That's right. Get some. Get some, Lottie.
Mm-hmm. So on that, the finale of the series sees four new pirate power couples. Who are our four pirate... couples? Who are our four new pirate power couples?
Why did you write these?
Shut up!
That's so cruel. So much alliteration. Okay, so Alice and Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Lottie and Boone.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jim and the Duchess?
Yeah, she's getting a lot of airtime. I didn't realise how important she was.
I didn't realise she was either. I feel
and?
Bad now. Ooh, who's another couple? It's not like Doc's private partner, is it?
It is.
It is. It's Doc, Doc and Chira.
We get the reveal of Doc and Dodgy Rog.
Oh, Dodgy Rog. Because Chira has no penis.
He has a peg penis. Chira has a wooden penis that Doc whittled for him.
Well, if that isn't love, I don't know what is.
I know, right? Love means accepting your partner's peg penis.
No, I meant whittling them a penis.
Oh, whittling. Oh, that's nice as well. I like that. The series ends with a triumphant pirate queen sailing off into the horizon with everyone happy, everything wrapped up, and no need for a second series. Series 2 opens a year later with the pirate queen raiding a merchant ship. Although previously the fat wench crew slaughtered everyone, their adventures have tempered them somewhat. The pirate queen now has a reputation for being merciful and an all-round cool chick. The pirate queen's new nickname is the Nice Pirate. As well as leaving the merchant alive, which two supporting characters get left aboard the merchant ship?
It's the Duchess and Mr. Bing!
Yay, you got one right!
Thank you!
When the fat wench is figuratively capsized... What? I shouldn't write trap questions for myself. but the fat wench is figuratively capsized when what befalls her crew?
My brain was like, the Black Pearl.
No, no. Legally distinct. Legally distinct.
Infringement, infringement. A mysterious ship.
No, yeah. That's the end of the season.
Oh,
this is the start of the season.
Me.
It's the curse.
Oh, I told you this is... Oh!
They get cursed.
Same thing.
Yes, there is a curse. They all turn into freaky skeletons of versions of themselves, which is, again, legally distinct from...
Legally distinct.
Yeah, legally
that's
distinct.
That's right. They stole it from Monkey Island anyway.
Yeah, everyone's stealing. They're pirates.
They steal. Yeah.
The pirate queen gives her crew her word that she'll lift the curse. Their first step is to reacquaint themselves with Captain Bonnet, the original cursed pirate. He tells them that they have betrayed someone and that to lift the curse, they must earn that person's forgiveness. Before the earning of this forgiveness can begin, Alice and her crew are waylaid by a couple of foreigners. Who are they?
Oh,
and what do they want?
The Italians.
Mm-hmm.
They want Lottie. What are the Fiorenza and... Antonio Banderas.
Oh, wow. Not Italian.
Close enough. Oh, wow. That was real racist.
Do you want me to edit this out?
It's all right. I confused Spanish with Italian. It's my bad.
Okay, good. Fiorenza and Giacomo de Verrazzano.
Oh, that's it.
And there is a reward out for the return of Lottie to her family, and they want that reward.
Mm-hmm.
Although Lottie has no intention of going back to her family and being a lady again, she is far from untroubled. What's getting Lottie down in season 2?
Oh, is it just how much she wants to kill? Is she just really in her bloodlust phase and she's not allowed?
She's torn up by the divide between being a bloodlusty pirate who's in love with a single man.
Oh, with Ben Boone.
The reconciliation of her own identity.
That is real rough. I feel for her.
Yeah, she look. Hey, if only there was a season of episodes so she could figure it out.
I know. Such a shame.
The fat wench and her crew set about finding people they may have betrayed and apologising to them. This includes sneaking back into Port Henry to hunt down and apologise to the Duchess and Mr. Bing. Hello again, Duchess and Mr. Bing. Way more airtime than I think they deserve. By what subtle means do Alice, Lottie, Jim and Mr. Boone infiltrate Port Henry to apologise?
Cross-dressing!
Yay!
I love it. And I love the way Matt Graham performs Boone having to wear the dress and everything. I remember that very distinctly. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
I really enjoy David Moss being really into Jim
really
wearing
into that. Into it, yeah. He's so good.
Oh, love them all. Having sailed all over the Caribbean and up and down the Americas with the annoying Italians still in pursuit, Captain Alice Conway is out of ideas and so sails into the in-universe iconic pirate locale, Meg's Tavern.
Uh-huh.
Here, Alice meets up with a couple of other pirate captains, Boot, Dove, and Vandervliet. Oh,
that's right.
Captain Dove is lamenting the loss of his ship. But how did he lose it?
Sunk by the mysterious ship that I thought was at the beginning.
Yes, yeah, sunk by a big ship sailing under no flag painted black.
Yeah.
But Ree, what's special about Captain Vandervliet?
Vandervliet.
I'll let you know, she's played by our good friend Lucy.
She's Lucy?
Yes, she's special because Lucy plays her, and Lucy's amazing. No, she's a pirate queen.
Oh.
She's our third pirate queen.
Oh, Christ. You can see Alice really doesn't give a crap.
Well, they're not meant to talk about it.
It's true. You're not meant to acknowledge the other pirate queens. Yeah. It's like Fight Club.
The first rule of pirate queen is don't talk about pirate queens.
Yeah.
See? Like that. Alice drowns her sorrows when what returning character makes an appearance?
Oh, is that when Other Jim shits
that out? That is Other Jim.
Yeah.
Meg's son and the lad they stole the treasure map from in series one.
Yep.
Other Jim tells the fat wench crew about a sea witch that lives in a cave a short sail away. In case it's not clear, whenever she sniggers while I'm delivering a line read, it's because I fucked it up and I'm doing a second take.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to let you get away with a clean take.
Yeah, she never does. Now I don't know what I was talking about.
A sea witch in a cave. My God.
Yes. She, that is the sea witch, would surely know how to lift the curse on the fat wench. The older members of the crew are terrified of this witch. Why?
Old people hate witches. It's a
historically
documented fact.
Yeah, Spanish people sound like Italians.
Shut up!
No, this is because they believe that this witch is responsible for the death of Bloody Myrna.
Makes sense.
We're not going to go into details. Listen to series two. Alice will not break her word to her crew and so heads into the sea witch's cave with her crew in tow. They meet the hideous creature that lives within, but which unexpected pirate proves invaluable in winning the sea witch's favour?
Oh my God.
I would say think about the nature of the sea witch. Who does the sea witch turn out to be?
Oh, Jill, filthy Jill. So is it Putrid Polly?
Yep.
Yeah.
The sea witch is just a hideous old woman, much like filthy Jill. And so because they unite in their disgustingness, she helps them.
Aw.
When the pirates emerge from the cave after meeting the witch, they discover that the fat wench, their ship, has been stolen. Alice and her crew seem trapped on the sea witch's island, but they are able to make their escape when who arrives?
The Italians?
Yes. Surprisingly, it's not the Duchess of Mr. Bing. It is the Italians. They get on board Giacomo and Fiorenza's ship. The pirates capture, question, and ultimately shove overboard Other Jim before pursuing the fat wench. Upon catching up to the fat wench and sinking the Italian ship in process, who is it revealed to be not only the ship thief, but the source of the curse?
Oh, is it Bloody Myrna?
Yeah, it's your mother. She's angry about you being known as the nice pirate. Alice decks her mother, states she has nothing to apologise to her because a pirate isn't about pandering to the judgments of others. And in facing her daughter's rage, Myrna agrees, thus lifting the curse. What other pirate learns that being a pirate isn't about pandering to the judgment of others?
Lottie.
Yeah, with inspiration from her captain, Lottie resolves her inner conflict around being a pirate, being in love, being monogamous, etc. Alice thanks her mother by applying the bottom of her boot to her mother's ass in her signature move and kicks her off the fat wench.
Thank God, because voicing both of them made me want to die.
You did such a good job, though.
No, I didn't. When I listen to it, it just sounds like me fighting myself. It sounds like a crazy person in a phone booth, punching themselves.
I mean, if that isn't accurate, though. with the curse lifted, the crew of the Fat Wench go back to looking like their regular selves. But what pirates use this curse-lifting opportunity to grow some important body parts?
Shira. Or does he forget? Somebody forgets. I can't remember who forgets. So one thumb Tom becomes two thumbs.
Yep.
Two thumb Tom. Peggy?
Peggy gets his legs back.
Peggy gets legs. So is it Shira that doesn't get his penis?
Yeah, he forgets to get his penis. So he retains his peg penis.
Aww.
At the post-curse celebrations, Mr. Boone decides that this is the perfect moment to ask Lottie what question?
Oh, to marry him?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay, good. I was like, is that a trick question? Is there another question he'd ask?
And what does she say in response?
Oh, does she just dive on top of him? They didn't make out really messily.
No, they don't get the opportunity. Yes.
Plot twist.
Yes. Well, is it a plot twist? Hopefully I foreshadowed it. They get attacked by a big black ship sailing under no flag. cannon fires, screams in the night, etc., etc. And that's how we ended season two. The big black ship unloading its cannons in the fat wench's direction.
That sounds dirty.
Well, you would say that. She's just that sort, listeners. She's just that sort. If you want to find out what happens, you'll have to listen to the first episode of the third and final season of The Pirate Queen.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to keep it efficient. Hopefully...
That's not too bad.
Yeah, hopefully the audio's okay. It's two people squished into a little booth.
I think my cackling peaked a lot, so...
Oh, look, I'm used to that.
Just clean it. Hey! Hey! I give you very good audio.
She really does.
Thank you.
She's a
That's
professional.
That's fucking slander.
She's available for hire. So, I don't know. This will come out hopefully just a few days before the first episode.
Yee.
Let us know how you find it. We'd love some feedback. Always very happy to hear people's opinions. And please,
only good ones.
I mean...
No, Kieran's being nice about it. Don't bother. We haven't got anything nice to say. Don't say anything at all. You're going to get a lot of hate now.
I'll say really, like, constructive, like, really supportive. yeah. You're people. Just be people to each other. And on that note, shut up. On that note, goodbye. I can't remember my usual sign-off. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.